Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
CJ, my name is Kathleen Marino, M-A-R-I-N-O.
How are you today, Kathleen?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I said, how are you today, Catherine?
Oh, thank you.
Or Kathleen, I'm sorry.
Kathy is fine.
Kathy.
CJ, that's S or C.
No, two letters, C and a J.
Oh, good. My daughter and my granddaughter is MC.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I go by my initials. It's just a lot simpler than my first name.
That's good. That's what she does. Okay. I'm calling basically to inquire about the Arch Top fiber optics. I have Spectrum. And last week they put the stuff in the ground on Mill Lane Extension where I live.
Okay.
I'm 23 Mill Lane Extension. And first of all, does that make me ready to go to order it or do whatever it is I have to do to get it?
Okay. So you said that your address was, what was the address? I know you said Mill Lane Extension.
Right. It's 23 Mill Lane Extension.
And in what town?
In Saugerties, New York.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Let's go ahead and take a look and see when it states that we would have it. All right, and I've got it here. So it is showing that it is serviceable now, actually.
Okay, well.
The appointment might not be for at least 10 days, though.
Oh.
Depending on how full our schedule is.
I don't care because I need to understand this before I do this.
Absolutely.
So I need somebody to explain the difference between this and Spectrum.
And absolutely, I'd be more than happy to do it.
Oh, great. And why is it better than Spectrum? That's the big
question. Yeah, so the major difference between fiber and cable is the type of cables that we use. It's a higher technology, which makes it a lot faster. So when you have fiber, the data, or, you know, how, like, you have things that come through the cable to provide us with the data to go ahead and get online and be able to surf the web. They have the coaxial cables, which are typically, I believe, made of copper, if I'm not mistaken. But for fiber, it is made up of fiber optic cables, which has that data transmitted through light. So we have light pulses that transfer that data straight through. So if you think about the speed of how fast light goes, then you would understand a little bit more as to like how you turn on a switch and how fast that light comes on. That's how fast it's transmitting.
Okay, that's a little technical for me, but I get
that is a technical aspect for it. The other reasons that, you know, that might answer both of those questions is our billing, for example. We are currently offering the 1 gig, which is 1,000 megabytes per second, download speed and upload speed, whereas Spectrum and other cable companies are known to only provide 35 megabytes per second upload. And then depending on your plan, it can go anywhere from, I've seen people with 300 megabytes, I've seen people with 600 megabytes, I've seen people with 1 gig. Now, depending on what your plan is and what speeds you're getting currently, that will significantly be different than what we offer. We offer 1,000 download, 1,000 upload, and right now our promotion is $69.99 if you sign up for autopay through your checking and paperless billing. Our regular price is $79.99, which is already, in my case, when I had cable, I was paying over $130 for 1 gig. So that's already almost half of my cost.
Yeah, I have my bill in front of me, my section bill in front of me as I'm speaking to you.
What plan does it say that you have for Spectrum?
Okay. I'll try to find it.
Absolutely. It would be listed under the internet section.
Okay.
For your services.
It's so confusing, this bill. You have bills that you can understand.
Yes, actually we do. Ours are very, very simple. We only have 2 pages and it's not cluttered. We just state what your service is and then what your price is and then whether or not you have to pay it or not, which oftentimes if you're signed up for auto pay, it'll say total due. It'll have the due date. And then it says, please do not pay if you're enrolled in the auto pay.
Why would I not pay?
So if you're enrolled in auto pay, our system will automatically take out the amount every month when it's due. So on your invoice, it'll say amount to be debited, do not pay, seeing as you have auto pay.
I have most of my bills on auto pay, so I know about that.
Yeah.
All right, let me go back to this.
Mm-hmm.
Try and make it black and white here. I have a sheet that tells me what I have here.
Yes.
Let me see. It's Spectrum TV packages. I think I have Spectrum TV Basic, but I was able to add a few things. Here's what I need. This is easier this way. Here's what I need. I like horse racing, especially at Saratoga.
Yes.
I like baseball, especially for the Yankees.
Okay.
That's what I need as far as sports is concerned.
Okay. Now, there is one issue with that is the fact that we don't provide cable TV. But with the internet access and how technology has developed a lot lately, there are apps if you have a smart TV or one of those Roku sticks or Amazon Fire sticks that you can download. I personally use ESPN Plus. I subscribe to them for literally $10 or $11 a month. And I get to watch all my hockey games, or at least most of them, the ones that are not blacked out anyways.
Well, the interesting thing is I have a brand new Roku, whatever it is, sitting on my dresser here for my son-in-law to connect. So it's not even been connected yet. So I don't even know how to use Roku.
Yes.
But what that I would be able to get, say, the channels that I want through Roku if I can't get the channels that Archtop can provide.
Yes, so we don't provide any TV whatsoever.
TV.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was explaining.
Right.
But there is an app called TVG Trackside Live on Roku.
Oh, they have Trackside Live?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So they do have that. So that would definitely be something that might be beneficial for you, especially if you decide, because it does say it's completely free to download. I don't know if they have a subscription fee for, you know, once you get into the app, like Netflix does. I don't know if you're familiar with Netflix or Hulu or any of those.
I have Netflix.
Okay, so you know how the subscription works. I don't know if the TVG Trackside Live has a subscription like Netflix does, but from what I see on the Roku is that it is free to download.
Just bear with me. I'm writing this stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after you said the TVG Trackside Live, I can get that through Archtop.
So it wouldn't be through us. It would be through your Roku.
It'll be Roku. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. So that's that. So that gets me Saratoga. It probably gets me all the New York tracks at minimum.
I would hope so, yes. And, I mean, they do change it so often.
Yes.
But from what I've researched so far, yes, it does seem like there is a TVG app that is downloadable.
Okay. But no other, like no baseball, no football.
So with that, I would definitely recommend the ESPN Plus app. Again, I pay like $11 a month. It's really not crazy expensive, and I get to watch my hockey games. I'm a Bruins fan, so my games are based out of, Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts. But when the Rangers are playing against the Bruins, I do have those blackout dates where I can't watch it. Anything that is streamed onto TNT, I have available on my Max, the HBO Max app. I do love being able to watch that there, if it's not streamable on ESPN Plus. So there are ways around it. There are ways to keep an eye on your sports. But definitely, I definitely recommend the ESPN. I don't know if they incorporate horse racing or not, but I definitely know that they do football, baseball, hockey, tennis. They do several different things.
I gotta have horse racing. That's
Yeah. So the TVG live app, Trackside Live, would definitely be beneficial for that one to check out.
okay.
And then I would also check to see if there are any apps related to the channels that you normally watch. So you might be able to search for a specific channel. What is one of your most popular channels?
Most popular channel,
Mm-hmm.
well, for sports right now, it's the TV when they're on, when the Yankees are on. I mean, that's the other thing too, the YES channel doesn't just show the Yankees. There's several other channels that I have to look for to see if
And
they
that's
have
where
different.
ESPN might be beneficial because it will allow you to watch those games because you'll search for it. You'll search for Yankees and they'll have a whole page dedicated to the Yankees and you'll be able to select the different replays or even the current live game.
I do that through Roku.
Yes.
Or
So it would be
sorry.
through ESPN, but you would download it through your Roku stick. And your son-in-law, when he hooks it up, will definitely be able to walk you through it.
Okay.
It's
So
kind of
what
like
would
if you have a smartphone, you know how you go to the app store to download an app? Same concepts. So you're going to have an app store that you can go to download the apps that you want to use.
the regular app store or the Roku or the
No, the
ESPN?
Roku will have its own app store that you can download different applications to
Right.
stream, yeah.
Okay. And I like, I like local news. I like the different other news channels like Fox
ABC,
News,
Fox, CNN.
NBC.
I
All
do
of them.
know CNN, if I'm not mistaken, has an app. I do know the Fox news station has an app as well. As far as local, I think News Channel 12, News 12, I think they might have an app.
Wow. Okay.
So there
So
is a 12 News Roku app, apparently.
what's 12 news? Do you know?
So the News 12, it's our local one. News 12.
My news, I get it on Spectrum 200, and it's Spectrum News.
Oh, okay.
That's what I
Yeah,
get
see,
now.
News 12 is also a local news. It's based on your location. So it'll show anything. For example, for us, it'll show anything Kingston. It'll show anything Poughkeepsie. Basically the entire Hudson Valley.
That sounds like basically the same spectrum.
Yeah, so News 12 is another good one that will talk
Yeah.
about uplifting stories, also what's going on lately, if there's any crimes in the area.
Okay. That comes with Archtop with fiber optic, or I have to
So no,
download it.
again, this would be a free news channel that you would be able to download on Roku.
What are the freebies? What do I get with Archtop?
So with Archtop, we offer a cheaper price for the internet. We also do provide home phone for $24.99 a month. But as
I don't
far as
have.
any like freebies go, really it's just the faster access so that you're not going to be buffering. You're not going to have the issue of slow internet speeds. You're not going to have the issues of your downloads failing, or if you have too many devices on the same network, that it would be crashing certain things. You know what I mean? Have you ever had it where you've tried running the dishwasher and the regular washer at the same time and it causes a backup, for example?
Yeah.
It backs the sink up, for example.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but
same concept with the internet world. The way that it works is it's kind of like a highway. If you've got too much trying to get onto the highway, you're going to end up with that backup in traffic. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, right now I just checked, and my Spectrum internet, I'm paying $94.99 a month for internet.
Does it say what plan it is? Is it like the Spectrum Ultra or?
No.
Okay. Does it say like just basic internet or?
It just says Spectrum internet. Period.
And that's it.
Let me just see if I can find something else. I'm telling you, this thing is like 5 pages long. This is the bill I get every month.
So it would be on the itemization.
Okay, let me see if I can find that. Franchise fee, administration fee. Oh, gosh. Spectrum.net Spectrum TV is $169.48. Service charges $12.78. Credit and charges. I pay $25.75. I don't even know what they are, what that is.
Yeah, so another thing about our pricing is that we include all of our taxes and fees. We don't have any other fees on top of that. And your equipment, such as the modem and router, are included in that price. So we don't charge you like a $10 a month rental fee or anything like that.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so you're not going to pay a cent more than the $69.99 if you're signing up for the auto pay.
Spectrum Sports View, $10. Max includes HBO. Basic TV, Spectrum TV Select. Basic TV and expanded basic TV services. They're all included.
Mm-hmm.
Disney is on the basic. Paramount Essential is included. Spectrum receivers, I have 3. And I pay $40 for them. Spectrum TV total is $169.48. Wi-Fi service is $7. Free internet modem, nothing. Spectrum internet $87.99.
And it doesn't say like a megabyte per second or Mbps.
No, there's nothing like that here.
Hmm.
Service totals $12.78. No, I don't see that anything like that.
Another thing I can recommend you doing would be, I don't know if you have like a laptop or a tablet handy. What you could do is you can go to speedtest.net, perform a speed test, and it'll tell you how many megabytes per second you have.
Can you hold on a sec? I'll go get it.
Absolutely.
Are you still with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Let me try to get onto this. Okay. Now, what did you want me to ask for?
Okay, so if you go to the, what kind of tablet or a laptop
HP.
Is it?
It's okay. An HP.
So you can go to Internet Explorer or whatever your regular web browser is. And you're just going to, yeah, so Chrome then. Yeah, go to Chrome.
Okay, I'm in there.
And then you would, in the address bar, you know how you go to like www. You would type in speedtest.net, all one word.
All one word?
Yes.
Speed test?
Yes.
Oh, shit. .net, right?
Yes.
Speedtest.
It is the most common one.
Okay. There's speedtest.net by Ookla.
Ookla, yes. That is the one that we want.
Okay.
And then when you press on the go, it'll find the closest server.
Do I hit start?
Yes.
Do I hit start? No, the big start?
Yes. It'll be in a circle.
Yeah. Your connection was interrupted. Surprise, surprise.
Interesting. I would try it again.
Yeah. I'm going to just hit go.
Yes, hit go.
Oh, wow. She's really cranking now.
And then once it's done, it will give you your average speed as to what you receive.
www.speedtest.net wants to know your location. Allow or block?
Yes, you would allow that because it will locate the closest server to you.
Okay. Oops. Back to test results. I want to go. Download 273.60. Upload is 9.35.
So that means that our service is going to be significantly faster than that.
Okay, what would yours be?
So where you saw the 273?
Yeah.
Or whatever that first one was? Ours is going to be 1,000.
Wow, and what is that with basic?
So this is our lowest plan that we typically offer is the 1 gig. So it's going to be significantly faster than what you're currently experiencing.
So that's really all I would need then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, depending on what you use the internet for, we also offer the 2 gig. But, I mean, if it's nothing extravagant like your gaming or anything like that, like I don't think that's the case. But it would make your streaming experience a lot smoother. You won't have the lower quality. Sometimes, you know, when you start a video or you start watching something, on like Netflix, for example, you know how it gets a little fuzzy at first and then finally after a little while it starts to get better quality?
Somewhat.
You know. Yeah. Well, in this case, it's going to be right at the best quality that you have the setting to right off the bat.
Okay.
So you're not going to have any experiences in buffering where like it just randomly stops and it has to load, for example. You're not going to see that at all. Just honestly, 1,000 is such a larger number than the 270. It's kind of hard to put it into perspective.
Because I'd be pretty want to go to a higher level.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so, okay, so we're at a point where you can tell me what is it going to cost me for my internet.
Yes. So as discussed before, if you sign up for the auto pay through your checking account with the paperless billing, we'll send you the email to let you know, hey, your invoice is available, just so that you're aware of when it's due. At that point, what will happen is, I apologize, my train of thought just left the station. So it's $69.99 because you get a $10 discount for signing up for the auto pay and paperless billing.
$69.99.
Yep, and not a penny more.
And what
unless
did
you're
say I was...
overdue on your bill and have to pay multiple months.
No, I'm never overdue.
Yeah, so that's exactly what your bill will be every month.
It would be $69.99 just for the internet.
Correct.
And then it would be up to me that if I wanted to get the ESPN Plus, I would go through what?
ESPN. Yep.
So that's totally separate from you.
Correct. Just like how Netflix is its own entity and you subscribe directly through Netflix, same thing with ESPN Plus. You would subscribe through them. Though I do have to admit, they do have a triple play where you can sign up for a lower monthly price. It's Hulu, Netflix, and Disney all in one bundle.
Hulu, Netflix, and Disney.
Mm-hmm. In one bundle.
Who would I get that from?
So you would go to the, you can go to either ESPN or Hulu or even Disney Plus. It will give you the option if you wanted to sign up for all three.
Do you know how much that is?
I know the basic one with ads, I believe, is like $15 or $16 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the one without ads, let me check.
That was Hulu, Disney, and what was the other one?
ESPN.
Oh, ESPN.
Mm-hmm. So you can get all three for with ads for $14.99 a month. And then you have the triple play as well. So that's the bundle trio basic for $15 a month. And then you have the ones that don't have ads starting at $16.99 a month. And, oh, no. Okay, so the no ads would be $30 a month. They went up in price, but they're having a deal right now.
What's the deal?
Yeah, so I guess normally they've brought up the price recently. So normally it's $48.97 a month for all three without ads. But right now they're offering it for $29.99.
So $29.99.
For no ads. And of course, some live events automatically have ads. Oftentimes, you will see it where it's like commercial break in progress instead of watching the ads. Or there may be like one ad and it'll go into commercial break in progress.
Something.
Yeah. But it's still cheaper than, you know, spending $94 plus the TV.
When you say without ads or with ads, are the one with ads, is that any more than what I see now?
No, it would be like two, maybe three ads at most during the commercial break that they do.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Are you able to hear me?
Hello?
Kathy?
CJ?
Yes, Kathy, I'm still here.
CJ, can you hear me? I lost you.
Well, let me see if this...
Hello? I'm here. Great. What do I do now?
Kathy?
Hello?
Kathy, can you hear me? Kathy? Kathy, if you can hear me, I will give you a call right back, if that's okay. Kathy? Kathy, are you able to hear me? Kathy? Okay, so disconnecting didn't help.